When I reach the edge of the forest, I sit down on a rock to catch my breath. I can feel the snow melting under me. It is making my dress wet, but I don't care. I look back at the church from which I have just escaped. The church where the wedding party is still going on. They will be fine without me. It's my friend's wedding, not mine. It doesn't make the situation less embarrassing, but I had no choice. I hope that she will be able to look back at this one day and laugh, just like I do. But it will probably take a while before Wilder can see what I did was actually pretty funny. I did cause a scandal, after all. Wilder had been my best friend since school, and she had finally found Mr. Wright. The man of her dreams was smart and kind, and the complete opposite to the men I would normally fall for, which in itself was an accomplishment. While we were still in school together, Wilder never had time to fall for someone before I had already slept with them. Wilder and Casper came from the same little town up north, and we always joked about the fact that they both had to move to the capital to meet each other. So although they both wanted to live in the city, they had decided to get married back in their hometown. As the bride's best friend, I had travelled up north about a week before the wedding to help out. It had been a grey, foggy, and dark Monday morning when I boarded the train in the capital. But as the train travelled further north, the dullness of the city was replaced by white snow, blue skies, and black tree trunks. When I stepped out of the train, the air was fresh, and I instantly felt calmer. This was something that I realized every time I left the capital. But as soon as I got back home, I always forgot about it and went back to wondering how people could ever want to live outside the city. Completely unaware of what was about to happen, I looked for Wilder until I spotted her in her little red car. She smiled at me, and I walked towards her with open arms. "Welcome," she said, and smiled as I hugged her. "So this is where you guys come from." "Well," she said, and hesitated. She knew that I had already travelled for more than 6 hours, and she was probably very aware of what my reaction would be when she gave me the news. "Actually, we need to drive for a bit to get there," she finally said. I rolled my eyes dramatically before I sighed and put my bags in the boot of the car. "But first, we're trying on dresses," she said, after locking the car. We walked for a while to get from the train station to the wedding store, and I took the chance to ask her about the plan for the weekend. "Casper and Felix have planned everything already. All we have to do is ride along, really." I flinched when I heard a name I had never heard before. I thought I knew everyone in Wilder's family. "Who is Felix?" "Casper's brother," she glanced at me. "Can you promise you won't do anything stupid while you're here?" "What do you mean?" I said, although I knew exactly what she meant. "Just don't do what you always do." I acted offended. "Do you really think that I would sleep with anyone?" "Well, sometimes," she said teasingly. "I promise I won't try to seduce anyone at your wedding, okay?" She just laughed. At that point, I had no idea how hard it would be to keep that promise. We finished and were about to meet Casper and Felix at the town square. It was a lot colder here than in the capital.